But I thought you'd had it when I said weren't a while ago. I thought I was talking about thinking of the question framed a little different.
Uh-huh.
That as it's if Daddy and Mother were going to town and I wasn't,
I see.
You see.
Uh-huh. Okay. See. If I ask you if you still do a lot of things, you might say, yes, there are lots of things I do.
Well, a lot of times people say, yep, yes. Uh-huh.
Would they say, there are lots of things or there is lots of things?
Ma'am?
There are lots of things or there is lots of things?
You'll get it both ways.
What would you say?
There are lots of things.
Okay. Right.
What I'm doing, in these cases, I'm trying to give you what I term slang, traditional slang for a community, also the present day.
Oh,
what
great.
I would say.
Yeah, great. I'd like
to hear
about
what she wants to know is exactly what you would say if you were just saying it spontaneously to somebody.
And leave off all the slang, huh?
No. Anything you...
Did you use slang in your...
See, now, with the reason she's interviewing an elderly person is to catch what they would have said years ago, not today.
And what they say today.
No wonder I was having trouble here trying to lean over and not hear you better.
Yeah, there's just a couple more of this kind. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might say, what color, what those roses?
They're red,
okay.
Yellow, or white, ever what color they were. I would refer to the roses as they are.
Okay.
If you asked a pointed question and you named rose, then it would not be necessary for me to use in my answer the same term.
Uh-huh.
We would still be talking about the same rose.
Right. Okay, fine. If I asked you if you've done something already, you could either say, yes, I have, or no, I...
have not.
Okay, and a shorter way to say have not?
Haven't.
Okay. And if I asked if it was a nice day, you could either say, yes, it was, or no, it...
Well, the shorter way would be wasn't.
Okay. And if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you can say, he what do that? He mustn't do it or he...
He should not do that.
Okay, and a shorter way to say that is...
Shouldn't.
And if I ask you if you can do something, but you're not really sure whether you can or not, you say, well, I... what do it?
Well, I'm not absolutely certain.
But I...
But if you want to know if I can, I'll try.
Okay. What I'm looking for here is an expression with might in it.
Might. Well, if you ask me to do something that I wasn't sure that I could do, then I would say this, well, if I use sufficient effort, then I might.
Okay. Fine.
Accomplish what you want done.
In this sentence, another way to say came close to would be say, I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. I what fell down?
Almost.
Okay. Now this next section. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is?
10 cents.
Okay. And if a man moved in across the street in 1960, you could say, he moved in 1960, and he's lived here ever
since.
Mm-hmm. And on